Conference record has joined the conference.
There we go. Well, hello everyone and welcome to the teleconference call. My name is Kayla Foltz and I'm the Director of Program Services here at the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Just going to kind of go over what the Make-A-Wish Foundation is and what eligibility requirements there are for children, and then we'll go over the referral process and the wish process. So I'm just going to kind of go through everything, and then at the end of the call, feel free to ask as many questions as you want. Again, my name is Kayla, and at the Make-A-Wish Foundation, we grant the wishes of children with life-threatening medical conditions to enrich the human experience with hope, strength, and joy. You know, that's our mission, and we truly, at the Make-A-Wish Foundation, we want to be, you know, a light in a child's life when they're going through a really, really tough time. We want to be there for them, and we really, really do want to reach every eligible child. And I'm going to go into, you know, what the definition of life-threatening is to the Make-A-Wish Foundation a little bit later. But Make-A-Wish began in 1980. There was a 7-year-old little boy in Phoenix, Arizona, and he wanted to be a police officer. So some local policemen got together, and they granted him a wish. They made him a cop for the day. They had a little uniform and a helmet and a badge for him. And that was actually back April 29th, 1980, was when the first wish took place. And then from there, different chapters were created all over the United States. The North Dakota chapter, we cover the whole state, the Make-A-Wish Foundation of North Dakota, and there's about 65 chapters in the United States today. And there also are international affiliates as well, so all across the world today they're granting wishes. The North Dakota chapter started back in 1985, and we grant about 30 to 35 wishes a year. Let's see here. Children that qualify for a wish, they need to be between the ages of 2.5 and 18, and they have to be diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition that places their life in jeopardy. And life-threatening satisfies one of the following criteria, and that is progressive, which is worsening in severity over time, or degenerative, which is relating to, causing, or characterized by ongoing deterioration of specific tissues or organs with corresponding impairment or loss of function caused by the disease or its treatment. Or it needs to be malignant, which is virulent, tending to metastasize, or cancerous. So that is kind of that elaborates on life-threatening. One of the biggest misconceptions, I think, with the Make-A-Wish Foundation is that a child does not have to be terminal. When the foundation first started, that was the criteria, but it is no longer. So, you know, it just has to be a life-threatening condition that is progressive, degenerative, or malignant. And, you know, some conditions, they can be a case-by-case situation. The child's primary physician is the actual person that signs off saying, yes, this child is eligible or not. So there are, you know, some conditions where you combine a condition with something else and, you know, it does make for a life-threatening situation. So, but that's one big thing is the child's physician, they do sign off on whether the child is eligible or not. And I have, if any of you want a list of, it's a medical list that lists all the specific conditions that are eligible, I can provide that to you. There's a lot of information on our website, which is www.northdakota.wish.org. I'll say that again. It's www.northdakota, and that's all spelled out, .wish.org. And how a wish starts is it starts with a referral. And the child themselves, a parent or legal guardian, or a medical professional that has knowledge on that child's condition, they can refer a child. And if you go to our website and if you click on the Refer a Child tab, you will find a copy of the actual referral form. That's one way to obtain it. Otherwise, you can call our office directly as well, and over the phone, we can fill out a referral form with you. The number here is 701-280-WISH, and that is 701-280-9474. Once we receive a referral form in our office, then what we'll do is we will send an eligibility form to the child's primary physician, and they will fill that out, you know, signing off that, you know, yes, medically this child meets this criteria. And then from there, we send volunteers out to meet with the family, and they will discover the child's wish. We have over 150 volunteers throughout the state, so we very, very heavily rely on our volunteers to do a lot of the wish process. A lot of the wishes fall into four categories, and that is I wish to meet, I wish to have, I wish to go, and I wish to be. I think sometimes people think, you know, maybe Make-A-Wish is just a travel wish or something like that, but, you know, we do have guidelines that we have to follow where there are some wishes we can't grant, but for the most part, you know, it's a fun process just to let the child's imagination soar, and we can try to grant their most heartfelt wish. After the wish is determined, we also send a form back to the doctor just to sign off saying, you know, yes, this wish is medically appropriate. It is appropriate for the child's medical condition, and it is okay to go ahead and grant. So that's kind of the wish process. And then once again from there, we work with our volunteers to make that wish happen. We also work with other Make-A-Wish chapters to make the wish happen. We actually have a little boy, Ryan, who left today. He is flying to Fort Myers, Florida, and he's going to go to the Twins and Orioles game, and he really wanted to meet Justin Morneau. So in that case, I work with the Minnesota and the Florida chapter to help grant that. I guess I'd like to open it up to questions. That was just kind of a brief overview, but I would say if there's anyone out there that, you know, if you think that your child might be eligible, you know, definitely contact us. And once again, you can reach us at the number at 701-280-9474, or you can go to our website and fill out a referral form as well, which is www.northdakota.wish.org. You know, we truly want to reach every eligible child, and if you're unsure as a parent, or you know, we can work with the doctor and communicate with the doctor to find out for sure if your child is or is not eligible. I guess I'll open it up to questions from there. Does anybody have anything? Anybody have any questions for Kyla?
One of the questions that I hear most is, how does it affect, or does it affect benefits?
What's that? Could you repeat that again, please?
One of the questions that I hear most is, how does it affect, or does it affect benefits, like SSI, Medicaid, that type of thing?
Depending on what the wish type is, it can. When a child goes on a trip or something like that, you know, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, we cover all expenses related to that trip. So there, a lot of times we'll provide a spending money check, which is, you know, the family can use that for food, they can use it for taxi, they can use it for some souvenirs, things like that. I've worked here just about 3 years, and I've never encountered a family where it has affected them, because I believe there's a certain dollar threshold that it has to reach. But I can't say 100% for sure that it absolutely does not affect that. You know, that would be something to take to, you know, Social Security and provide that information. But I have honestly never heard of a family ever saying, you know, this affected it. But I do know, like on our paperwork that the family sends off on, it says it could possibly potentially have have an impact. What impact that is, I do not know, but I don't want to say for sure no that it doesn't. Did that answer your question?
Yes, that's good.
Did anyone else have any questions for Kayla?
You guys are too easy. I was prepared. I thought this was going to be really hard. I would say, you know, if you guys have any questions, feel free to call me, or my email address as well is kfolks@northdakota.wish.org, and I'll spell my name. It's K, and then F as in Frank, O L, T as in Tom, and Z as in Zebra, and then that's at northdakota.wish.org. So, you know, feel free to email me, call. If there's anybody that you know of that, you know, maybe you can't refer the child, but maybe you know of someone that they have a child that's dealing with a medical condition and you think they might be eligible, please mention Make-A-Wish to them and, you know, tell them about it and try to encourage them to refer their child, or if it's the child, refer themselves.
Kayla, do you have a maximum amount of wishes you can grant per year, or is it just...
Nope, we try to grant as many as we can.
Okay.
Usually it's about 30, 35 a year, but we try to grant as many as we can, so there's no maximum.
Where does the funding come from that pays for the wishes?
The main funding comes from fundraising events and individual and corporate contributions. We do not receive any government grants or anything like that, but individual donations, and we have four major events throughout the year across the state. We have a gala in Fargo and Bismarck, and you probably have all heard about the Walk for Wishes that just happened not too long ago. That's statewide. We do a big Walk for Wishes event. And we also have a Williston Golf Tournament as well, and those are huge fundraisers for us, and that is where we get a lot of our funding. Corporate contributions are huge. Corwin Automotive Group, they actually, the little boy I was talking about earlier, Ryan, they fully funded and sponsored his wish to meet Justin Morneau. So companies and organizations are really big supporter of ours, and they truly help make wishes come true. So,
and Kayla, this is Missy. I just wanted to say I appreciate you talking about what the definition of, because I think a lot of people still think it has to be terminal.
Yes.
So
yep.
Knowing that is helpful too, and will help us as we think of families we work with too.
Yep. I think that's probably one of our biggest battles right now. I think is, you know, a family might think, you know, I don't want to refer my child because my child's not terminal. And so just getting that awareness out there is really, really important, because, I mean, these kids, they definitely deserve a wish, and we want to make sure we reach the kids that do qualify and do have a life-threatening condition, but yet, you know, that aren't terminal.
Right. Are you, Kayla, are you the only, I mean, are there other staff at Make-A-Wish, or?
Yep, we have, there's three full-time staff members, and then we have one, she's a three-quarter-time employee, and then a part-time accountant. So we're very limited on staff. We're just a small little office here. We're located in Fargo, just right behind Petco, just off of 13th Avenue a little bit. But that's the only office in North Dakota, and then, like I said earlier, we have over 150 volunteers throughout the state that, I mean, they help implement the wishes, they help with fundraisers, they help with all kinds of things. And I was telling Janine earlier that some areas where we're actually looking for volunteers right now is the Jamestown area and the Wahpeton area. You know, we don't have a lot of wishes that happen there all the time, but when we do, it's really nice to have a good volunteer base there. So, you know, if you know of anyone that's interested in volunteering, please tell them to contact us and we can get them more information.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you letting me have the call. It's great. We're always looking for ways to get the word out about Make-A-Wish and tell people, you know, exactly what it is and how you can refer your child. So I really appreciate you letting me take the time to do this.
Yeah, like, we appreciate it, too. Does anybody else have any other questions before we end the call? I know for me it was just a good reminder of another, you know, thing to think about when we work with family. So. All right, then. Well, thank you, Kayla.
Thank you.
If nobody else has any other, I guess we'll end the call then.
Thank you. Have a good night, everyone. Thanks.
Good
night.
The leader has disconnected. The conference will now end.